Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatha Russin Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on AM 73, WPIT in Pittsburgh, and streaming live over the internet at WPITAM.com. I am your host, Dean Paloka, bringing you the best in Russin music and news. Let's start today's program off by going to Vojvodina, Ruski Kerestor to be exact. This is Anna and Helena Buchko with Libedi. You can listen to us live every Sunday on WPITAM.com. So whether you live in Pittsburgh, Phoenix, Prešov, Praha, or Petachin, you can get us live. If you can't catch us live, you can always get our archives at c-rs.org. Scroll down the left-hand side and look for Russin Radio. Even though we are fully sponsored by the Carpatha Russin Society, we still need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the air. If you are interested in making a donation, please give me a call, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351, or you can email me at this address, russinradio@c-rs.org. Next, enjoy this number from Zakarpattia. Happy birthday wishes go out to Anna Romja of Periopolis. On the 27th, Anna celebrated her 104th birthday. Happy birthday, Anna, and many, many more to come. Namnohaya I blahaya lita. Her daughter, Barbara Karolchik, also celebrated her birthday in April. I received an email from my good friend Roman Levkovich in New York, and he requested a song and has a little dedication for you, Anna, so listen up. Draha Tsetko, Kvashim Narodeninam, Vinshuyema Vam Shetko Najlipshe, Daj Bože Vam Velje Zdravja, Laski I Radosti, Namnohaya Tablahaya Lit. Ljubime vas naša draha zlata i 104 roko mlada cetka. Vinčuje vam rodina Levkovićova z New Yorku i Bednarovska z Košic. For you, Anna, Roman requested a song from Šarišan. This is Ket ja močidelko močila. Happy birthday, Anna. And as I said before, many more to come. Namnohaya I blahaya lita. Last week, we commemorated the 208th birthday of our National Awakener, Father Alexander Duchnovich. Next, we continue with our biographical sketch of one of the greatest Russians. Father Duchnovich considered that his main task was to enlighten or raise the educational and cultural standards of the Russian people. For works intended for mass consumption, including school texts, patriotic poetry, and plays like The Very Popular Virtue Is More Important Than Riches, he used the Russian vernacular used in the villages. Responding to the political crisis in the Habsburg Empire and the increase in Magyarization during the late 1850s and early 1960s, Duchnovich, together with the political activist Adolf Dobryansky, attempted to consolidate Russian national forces by creating new cultural organizations, such as the St. John the Baptist Society in Preshow and St. Basil the Great Society in Uzhhorod. Their efforts met with only limited success, however, because the traditional Russian patriarchal society, whose educated elite, for the most part, Greek Catholic clerics, were becoming increasingly favorably inclined toward the Hungarian state and the idea of belonging to a single Hungarian political nation. After World War I and during the Second Russian National Renaissance, which took place under Czechoslovak rule, numerous books and articles were dedicated to Duchnowicz. Statues or busts were erected to him in Sevlush, Chust, Preshow, Kolochava, Polyana, and in his native village of Topolya. One of Subcarpathia's leading cultural societies was named after him, the Duchnowicz Society, in 1923. His name also served as a catalyst and symbol of national unity among Russian immigrants in North America. A statue of him was erected in Cleveland, Ohio, and in the 1970s, a society in Toronto, Canada, was renamed in his honor. During the four decades of communist rule following World War II, Marxist scholars were allowed to treat Duchnowicz as an acceptable, progressive national awakener from the past. His career as a Greek Catholic priest went virtually unmentioned, however, as was his open rejection of the Ukrainophile movement. The years since the revolution of 1989 have also seen Duchnowicz become the primary symbol for the third Russian national revival, not only in the Preshow region in Subcarpathian Rus, but also for the Russians in the Lemko region, Hungary, and Vojvodina. In Preshow, the professional Ukrainian National Theater was renamed the Alexander Duchnowicz Theater. In Uzhhorod, the Duchnowicz Society, which was banned by the Soviet regime, was revived in 1994, and a monumental statue of him was erected in 1997. Also, there is an annual International Duchnowicz Prize for the best work in Russian literature, established by the Canadian Russian philanthropist Stephen Chepa. Next, we go to Hungary, and I found this on YouTube. There was a concert in the village of Komloska some time back, filmed by one of the local television stations there in Hungary for the Russian minority. This is Červená Ruža, so enjoy.
Мужа, мужа, я мала, мала я мужа, ты яка, мала я мужа, мужа, я мала.
55th International Pittsburgh Folk Festival will take place on May 18th, 19th, and 20th at the Monroeville Convention Center. Unity in Diversity is the theme of the Pittsburgh Folk Festival, and there are over 20 separate ethnicities from the Pittsburgh and metropolitan area that will be represented in food, cultural exhibit, sales items, and entertainment. The Carpathia Rusyns will be fully represented at the 55th International Pittsburgh Folk Festival by the Pittsburgh chapter of the Carpathia Rusyn Society with the sales table and the cultural exhibit, and the Slaviani Folk Ensemble with the entertainment and the food booth. We will have some new items at the food booth this year, so you're going to want to make sure you come on out and check it out. The 55th International Pittsburgh Folk Festival, May 18th, 19th, and 20th. The Pittsburgh chapter will also be looking for some volunteers to work the sales table and the cultural booth over that weekend. So if you are interested in donating a few hours, please give Linda Cortina a call at area code 724-514-6264. Next, we go to Chirch. This is Roland with A Popid Makovitsu.
E Popid Makovitsu, Travinska Zelena, Budeme Gositeme, Dovjetna, Dovjetna, Dovjetna. Zelena, budeme kositi, dovjetna, dovjetna. E popina kovicu, e travička zelena, budeme kositi, dovjetna, dovjetna. E travička zelena, budeme kositi, dovjetna, dovjetna. E popina kovicu, e travička zelena, budeme kositi, dovjetna, dovjetna. Niš nema, niš nema, šrtko vodača. Zelena, budeme kositi, dovjetna, dovjetna. E popina kovicu, e travička zelena, budeme kositi, dovjetna, dovjetna.
The New York City chapter presents Rusyns and Slovaks, Similarities and Differences. This will take place at the Bohemian National Hall, 321 East 73rd Street in New York City. This will take place on Saturday, the 19th of May at 5 p.m. The New York chapter cordially invites you to enjoy an evening with John Rigetti, president of the CRS, and he will talk about the similarities and differences of the two nearby communities and cultures, Rusyns and Slovaks. This event is free and open to the public, so if you are interested in Rusyns and Slovaks, similarities and differences presented by the New York City chapter of the Carpatho Rusyn Society, give our good friend Jerry Chanda a call at area code 609-882-4872, or you can email him at this address, jchanda@c-rs.org.
Za polaną czarna rola, ja jej orał nie budu. Za polaną czarna rola, ja jej orał nie budu.
Siadł sobie na konyka, siadł sobie na konyka, taj na winu pojdu. Siadł sobie na konyka, siadł sobie na konyka, taj na winu pojdu.
Ja na winu, z winy do dom, a ty sianę wydała. Ja na winu, z winy do dom, a ty sianę wydała.
Powiedz, że mi moja myła, powiedz, że mi moja myła na kostnie czekała. Powiedz, że mi moja myła, powiedz, że mi moja myła na kostnie czekała. Że jak ty się z winy wernesz, to mia wozmasz do sebe. Że jak ty się z winy wernesz, że jak ty się z winy wernesz, to mia wozmasz do sebe.
To tperstery ktoś mi dała, ja ho nosył nie budu. Kto mi dała, ja ho nosył nie budu.
Szmariu ja ho bystru wodu, szmariu ja ho bystru wodu, daj na winu
As we end today's broadcast with this instrumental, Pade Dosht, It Is Raining from the Zakarpatsky Narodny Chor, we thank you for joining us today and invite you to come back again next week at 2:30 Eastern Standard Time for the best in Rusyn news and music right here on AM 73 WPIT in Pittsburgh or streaming live over the internet at WPITAM.com. The Carpatho Rusyn Society Heritage Program. Trzymajcie się, krasny tydzień, z Bohom.
Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Paloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program.
Дорогие русинские братья и сестры, бары сердечно вам дякуємо, же се слухали нашу релацию. Дуфаме, же се вам любил наш несный программ. Позиваме вас слухати следующую неделю о 5:30 годині на станиці WPIT
на фреквенцію 730. Тримайтеся красне і з Богом!